Hello, kids. Welcome to Alive in Jesus. I'm so glad you're listening today as we spend time together with Jesus, learning how much He loves you and me as we listen to another exciting Bible story. Today we're listening to Kindergarten, Year A, Quarter 1, Lesson 13, Baby Isaac. Our Bible story comes from the book of Genesis. If you turn to page 91 in your lesson book, you'll see two pictures of old Abram and Sarai near their tents. Look at the kids running and playing with the animals. They're having so much fun. Maybe you'd like to look at the other pictures in your lesson as you listen to our story today. Abram was now an old, old man, and Sarai was a wrinkly old woman. It was a long time since God had said to Abram, "I will make you a great nation. I will bless you." Poor Abram and Sarai still didn't have a child of their own. It seemed impossible. God wanted to encourage his friend. He told Abram, "You will have a son of your own." Then God led Abram outside in the middle of the night. "Look at the sky," God said. Abram looked up. The black sky was scattered with millions of glittering stars. God told Abram his family would be like the stars, too many to count. What a big family! God would do the impossible. Abram and Sarai waited for their promised baby. They waited and waited and waited. Are you good at waiting for things? It was hard to be patient for such a long time. Abram was now 99 years old, and Sarai was nearly 90. God helped them by giving them new names. These names would be a promise reminder. God called Abram Abraham, meaning father of many nations. He called Sarai Sarah, which means princess. Do you know what your name means? One day, old Abraham was sitting in his tent's shady doorway. He looked up and saw three men nearby. He ran from his tent to meet them. Abraham was kind and friendly. He helped to make the visitors feel important and special. He made sure their dusty feet were washed and that they had a restful seat. He gave them a cool drink. He made sure there was yummy food to eat. The men asked their friendly host, "Where is your wife, Sarah?" How did they know Sarah's name? And why did they ask about her? Abraham told them Sarah was inside the tent. Although Abraham didn't realize it yet, these men were not just men. Two of them were angels, and one of them was Jesus himself. Then one of the men said to Abraham, "I will certainly return to you about this time a year from now. At that time, your wife Sarah will have a son." Sarah was secretly listening. When she heard these words, she laughed to herself because she knew she was far too old to have a baby. Sarah hadn't laughed out loud, but Jesus had heard her thoughts. Then something disappointing happened. Sarah told a lie to Jesus. She said, "I didn't laugh." Jesus spoke straight to her. "No, you did laugh," he said. Sarah learned a lot that day. She learned that Jesus knows everything and that God's promises are always true. How happy everyone was when little Isaac was born. everyone knew that Isaac truly was a special gift from God. He was a miracle baby. Isaac would have a son, and he would have a son, and one day Jesus would be a descendant of this very special family. God always keeps his promises. God is loving. He is always faithful. This week, we learned that even when something seems impossible, God can make it happen. We saw how God is loving and always faithful. What a wonderful, good God. I love him so much, and I know you do too. Our memory verse this week is found in Deuteronomy 7, verse 9. Know that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God. Let's listen to our scripture song.
Know that the Lord your God, he is God, he is God. Know that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God. Know that the Lord your God, he is God, he is God. Know that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, he is God.
Let's pray. Lord, you are such a good, faithful God. Help me to be patient while I wait for you to do the things you know are best. I love you. In Jesus' name, amen. This podcast was produced by the Sabbath School and Personal Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. To view these lessons, please go to www.aliveinjesus.info.